Okay, so today's daf is daf Samach Zayin. We're going back to Samach Vav and Beis, about 12, 13 lines from the bottom of Amar Rava. And today's share is sponsored by the Daskal family, Lila Nishmas, David Yechiel Michal Ben Yoshua Chaim. Today's also the yard site of Rabbi Meir Shapiro, the founder of Daf Yomi, and we'll learn Lila Nishmaso, Mayor, Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Ben Rabbi Yaakov Shimshon, the Neshama Shadav and Aliyah, and all the learning that he caused over the world. Oh, since 1923 is incalculable, and we do our small part in that big avoda. Okay, Amar Rava, Pshita Li, it's pasha to me, Dimei Ruach Hekdish Potter, that if Hekdish finished, Meruach means to make this pile smooth. That's the Gemar Malacha for wheat. If Hekdish did that, there's no Chiyuv and Maaseres. Why not? Because there's no chiyuv and maaseres on hektish stuff. When's the stuff determined? When they meruach it. Very simple. Afila Rabbi Akiva. In Rabbi Akiva said that when the Beis HaMikdash had the Omer, the leftover Omer, yep, you were chiyuv and maaseres. Right? Even he said that, Loko Mechayiv Hasam, the reason why he said that was because El Shalom Nitnu Mos El Tzarech Lehen. What that meant, you only paid, in other words, there were three saw. Or five saw given over to the Kahanim. We need an Omer out of this. How much of the Omer was taken? How much is an Omer? Any sorrow. Far less than the five saw that you handed him. So the Gemara says, the extra saw that was never intended to be belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Never intended, that's what it means. Nalitumos El Tzarachlem. They only gave the money, it doesn't mean money. It means the necessary barley. I only gave what they're going to need. How do you figure out what they needed? I don't know, some kind of brera. But I only gave what they need. The rest of it, I never gave that. That was never supposed to be Kodesh. If it's never supposed to be Kodesh, then it was never supposed to be Kodesh, then what's the story? Then the Chayav and Trumas and Maaseres. Says Rabbi Akiva, why not? It was never supposed to be holy. Never intended to be holy. I only made holy the part for the Omer. The rest of it, not. So Yechayav and Challah, Yechayav and Trumas, Maaseres, everything.
Why didn't they just smooth what they needed?
Because that's what we said before. You took a lot, because when you have a lot to work with, you're going to get a good product. If you're very cheap on how much you have, it's not such a good product. They bring a lot. That's what we said. On Shabbos, they cut less. You could do it with less, too. You could do it with less. You could do it with three. But on a week, they do it with five. Nice, big amount. You'll grind it 13 times. We're going yesterday, they ground it 13 times. So you keep on refining it, so you have a lot to work with, it's going to become out good. Right? You don't think that's true? When you want to cut wood, the more wood you have, the better job you're going to do, no? Not that true? Because you have more to work with? No? Okay. That's what the Gemara thinks.
Using product for an item, you're not cheap on the product, it comes back.
Better. Exactly. That's the point. So what did Rabbi Akiva say? No, we never donated. We never makadesh what we're not going to need. We're not going to need most of it, we're not going to need for the Omer. Only a certain Isaron amount, the rest of it not. We're not going to need that. That was never Kodesh. Therefore, you're chayiv in everything. Right? So, yesterday we thought that who could eat that leftovers? Anybody. The Mishnah today is going to say maybe only Kahanim. I'm not sure if they're talking about Omer or any carbon. Any carbon, it's true. Only Kahanim ate it. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. Anyway, so even Rabbi Akiva, who's so machmir, who said, well, even though the Meruach was done by Hekdish, it's still Chayiv, that's only because it was never donated. So that part was never Hekdish. Right? Avol Meruach Hekdish Ba'alma, but if Hekdish really would do Meruach, then Putter. What does that mean? You donated flour to Hekdish. You donated wheat to Hekdish. Why did you donate wheat to Hekdish? If nothing to do with it, we donated to Hekdish. What's Hekdish going to do with it? They'll grind it up. They'll make bread out. Who knows what they're going to do? So they did Meruach. Then you bought it back from Hekdish. Are you Chayiv and Meiser now? The answer is no, you're not. Why? Because the stage, that the kick-in stage, was done by them. You're not Chayiv. Meruach Ovei Kochavim. What if a Goy did the Meruach? What does that mean, a Goy did the Meruach? You have an Arab, and an Arab owns land in Eretz Yisrael. So he harvested the land. He harvested the land. He did Meruach, and now you bought it from him. Right, as Rashi says, you bought it from a goy. Now, does a goy own land in Eretz Yisrael? No, for purposes of the municipality, maybe he does. Right. What about purposes of truism maestris? Does a guy own land? So the guy sells you, did he own it? Therefore, he's not chayav in truism maestris, he's a guy. So I bought it, am I chayav in truism maestris? It depends. It depends. If the guy has no ownership interest in Israel, then I'm chayiv. The fact that he did meruach is irrelevant. Right. He doesn't own it.
Exactly.
For purposes of truma. If he does own it, then I'm putter. Right? That gets into the whole hetter mechira issue. Can you even sell it to a guy? It doesn't even work. You can sell it to him. He'll pay you money. Does it remove the mitzvos tluyos ba'aretz? Well, now a guy owns it. A guy's not chayiv in shmita. A guy's not chayiv in meiser. Not chayiv.
From my perspective, a guy can possibly own land in Eretz Yisrael.
It's a machlokas. You sell it to him. It's a machlokas.
You can sell him at some land.
The question is, does it work?
Does it work?
It works for purposes of a sale. That works.
What's the definition of a sale?
He bought the land from you. Now, does that pattern? Yes, it becomes his. It's a machlokas if that even works.
Yeah.
Let's assume it doesn't work. So, yeah, he's there. I mean, you're not going to throw him out. He paid $1 million for that piece of that land. And has a garden in the backyard. And he's growing tomatoes. Are those tomatoes chayav in trumas and maizers? Well, if a guy owns it, so for sure not. Or, no, what do you mean? A guy doesn't own it. A guy can't own it. So I'm a big machlokas about that. So, here. Tanayi. It's a machlokas tanayim. The Tanya. Tarmin mishal Yisrael, al shal Yisrael. You want to give truma from Reuven for Shimon? You could do that. Reuven says, you know what, Shimon? I'll take care of all your tomatoes. I'll give enough for both of us. You could do that. A guy could do that for another guy. Right? And a kusi could do it for another kusi. Anybody could do it for anybody. No. Tarmin Mishal Yisrael, Alshal Yisrael. A Jew only for another Jew. And a guy for a kusi. A kusi for a guy, but not for a Jew, not for a guy. Why? A Jew not on a guy. The Jew can't say to his neighbor, the guy, don't worry about your child, I'll take care of your children. That doesn't work. Right? And the other way not also doesn't work. So what do we get out of this? Meruach done by a guy is a machlokas. What about meruach done by hektish? Meruach done by hektish? Nobody disputes that works, and therefore, if you get it after they did meruach, you're not chayav in trumas and maizros. Why? Because the stage that where truma kicks in was done by hektish, and hektish is not chayav in trumas and maizros. Okay. Now we're gonna have the exact same machlokas, exact same issue. What about by challah? So we just finished wheat. Now what's challah? Challah is, how about this? Gilgal hektish. What if Hektish does the Gilgal? The Gilgal is the kneading, and that is the stage that Challah becomes Chayav and Challah. Before that, you're not Chayav, it's just dough. Once you knead it, or it's just flour and water. Once you knead it, now you're Chayav and Challah. So Gilgal, Hektish. What if Hektish did that? Potter, you're Potter. Why? Same reason. Ditnan, Hektesha Isasa, if you donate dough, Ad Shalo Gilgala, no one did the Gilgal yet. And then you redeem it. Chayeves. You're chayev and chala. Why are you chayev and chala? Because the stage wasn't done by Hektish. It was done by you. The chala stage was done by you. How about this? Mishigalgala. You already did the Gilgal. Then you donate it. Then you buy it back. Right? Upidda'asa. We left at the stage of donating it. But then you buy it back. Chayeves. You're also chayev. Why chayev? Why chayev? Because the stage of challah was done by you. You did the Gilgal, then you donated it. You're chayev and challah already. Then you bought it back, you're still chayev. Right? Hekdesha, what if you donate it, ad shelo Gilgala? No, it was not done yet. The Gilgala had the Gizbor did it, Hekdesh did it, v'yachakach p'da'asa, and now you buy it back. Now, p'tura, now you're putter. Why you putter? Because Hektish did it, exactly. Shebashas hachovas.
You know how to do that? A lot of buy, sell it back again?
What do you mean?
It belongs to Hektish. Is Hektish allowed to sell it back? To the
for a fifth, yes. They're making an extra fifth on it. Of course they are.
Oh, okay.
Anything that you donate to Texas, you can buy back, except for Carbonos. I donated the chair. Mark says, you donated the chair? Why you do that? Go buy it back. Shebishas chavasa haisa petura. Because at the time of the chiyuv, you were putter. Why? Because the chiyuv was done by Hektish. The kneading was done by Hektish.
You know, we're about Marasayan.
We're going to get to Marasayan. The whole Amud Bey is about Marasayan. Boy Rava. Rava says, 1 second. Gilgal of the Kachavim, Mai. What's the story here with Gilgal of the Kachavim? I'm sorry. What if a goy did the Gilgal? What if a goy did the Gilgal? Now, we said before that if a goy does the Meruach, it's a machlokes.
Right.
Because the machlokes is, does a goy own land? What about a Gilgal goy over here? Now, the goy's going to do the Gilgal. Not a question of owning land. Right? It's not a question of owning land. The question is, does a goy... Goy's going to do the Gilgal, then sell it to you, does the Chiyuv of Chalal kick in now? At the time of the kick-in, it was owned by a goy.
Okay.
No issue about a goy owning bread. A goy can own wheat, and flour.
Is it owned by the goy, or is it just the employer?
I think it's owned by the goy.
Oh.
I think it's owned by the goy. Goy can own wheat, and bread, and water, and flour, and make his own dough, and then sell it to you. So, is the Chiyuv of Chalal now? I bought now. Now I'm a Chiyuv? Well, at the time of the kick-in, it was owned by the goy.
Oh. I mean, you buy your bread from
Thomas's,
you don't have to do...
So, mas misna tanan, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah or a Brisa. It's a Mishnah. Gershon is Geyer, which says Gershon is Geyer. That means Goyshon is Geyer, right? A Ger, we call it, we say Gershon is Geyer. A Gershon is Geyer, the Heisel of Isa Nathis, and he had dough in the house. Right? He's on the way to the Bezin to become a Jew. He's got dough in the house. So Ad Shelo Nizgayer Potter. If he become Ad Shelo Nizgayer Potter, right? Why is he Potter? So Rashi says in the third word line way up on top, Potter ben Achala. Ho b'yoso over kachov nizgalgala. It was done, he was still a guy. Potter. Mishin is Gayer. If he did it after he became a Ger, Chayev, he's Chayev. Safek. Also Chayiv, because Safek Daraita L'Chumra, we're going to Chayiv. What's a Safek? I'm not sure when I needed that. Was I a Jew already or still a Goy? I don't remember. So you have a Safek, Chayiv. Now, so what do you see? That a Goy is Potter. If he's really still a Goy, he's Potter. He became a Jew, Chayiv. Haman Katani La Divya Kalhi, who said this? Everybody. Apparently everybody. Now, by wheat, there was a machlokas about it. Vafil Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, the Kamechayev Hasam, even Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, that made you chayev over there, over where? Over where? When a goy did the meruach, they said you chayev. Patri hacha, here your pater, right? Right? Over there, you a chayiv. Over where? By the guy smoothing at the pile, you're chayiv. Over here, you're putter. Right? Hasam. Why? Now, what's the case? So we're not talking about now. We're not talking about a case of the land belonging to a guy. We're not talking about that issue. That's a machlokas about goyim owning land. What if the goy bought wheat from you? He bought wheat from you.
Okay.
Then he did the meruach.
Okay.
Now you buy it back from him.
You have to
do true and maizmas now? Well, the meruach was done by a goy. Forget the land. I don't remember the land. He did, he right?
At the time he did it, he was a goy.
And no chayev maizmas. Now I bought it from him. Am I chayev now? Machlokas. Some said yes, some said no.
Why would you be chayav?
What?
What would be the difference between...
So the Gemara is going to say right now, you're chayav only because it's a limud. There's no other reason. You really shouldn't be chayav.
No, of course not.
Right. Why chayav? Says that... But everyone would agree by the dough you potter in challah. You buy it from him after he needed it. Now you buy it. Everyone holds you potter. What's the difference? So the Gemara says like this. I'll tell you the difference. Hasam udetziv, degancha, yesera. There's an extra degancha. Meaning your flower. But the extra one. Havi miyat achar miyat. Ein miyat achar miyat el rabos. So we're including a guy's flower. A guy's dagon. Right, Rashi says, Digun ovi kachav m'chayev. the Rashi is right here. Digun over kachav mechayev. V'ikasha my chazis dimrabis digun over kachavim. Rabbi lehektish. Why are we adding the digun of a goy and not the digun of hektish? What do we say? Hektish does it, you're potter. The goy does it, you're chayev. Why that? So the Gemara is going to answer. Tirutz mistabra over kachav mechav lelibui. It's different. Shekein ne'achal below pidyon kishel Yisrael. Because it's much more similar to a Jew. What's the story with a Jew? I have flour. I do meruach. Mechayev ma'isrus? Yes. My stuff.
Oh, your stuff.
What about the guy? He does meruach and now I buy it from him? Also, yeah.
Oh, you buy it from him.
You buy it from him, yechayev. Why yechayev? Extra limud. Right. What about if Hektish did meruach? Then you potter. Why? Because there's a riboy, and we're going to include only a goyz. Why are we including a goyz?
It's Hegdish.
What? So what? I bought it from Hegdish. There was the goyz. I bought it from the goy.
What's his Hegdish stuff? It should eliminate all those problems in the first
place. I know, but then I bought it from Hegdish.
That's fine.
So then why if I buy it from the goy, I'm chayev? Why am I buying it from the goy? The answer is, you just said to me, there's no reason why. You're right, there's no reason. Why am I chayev? Riboy in the pasuk. It says the goncha, even from a goy. How about the goncha, even from Hegdish? Why are you chayev from goy, not from hektish? Why? You hear what's going on? The goy did meruach. You're chayev, and you buy you chayev. Hektish and meruach, you potter. What's the difference? So the Gemara says the difference is avol hacha. No. So Rashi explains why you chayev? Because if it's mine or it's a goy's, I don't have to do anything to be able to eat it. All I have to do is give off maaseros, and then I can eat it, whether it's mine. Whether I bought it from a guy. But if it belongs to Hegdish, I have to redeem it first. It's another stage, so it's more removed from being quote-unquote mine. So therefore, we're not including Hegdish. We're only including a guy. Okay? That's what Rashi says. Aval hacha, but over here, over where? By chala, trezim the arisa sechem ksiv. It says twice, arisa sechem, an extra word. Chad arisa sechem kedei arisaschem. One arisa sechem is to tell me the shear. There's a shear of a challah, whatever the shear is. And v'char arisa sechem has to be your dough. V'lo arisas isas ovzik ochavim, v'lo arisas isas hektish, not a goy and not hektish. They're both excluded. Both excluded. O dilma. Now that was if you hold that the meruach of a goy is chayev. What if you hold the meruach of a goy is potter? Who said that? Aval Odilma Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon Ketani La, right? The Kapatiri, they said Jepater. Aval Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda Gemiri Racious Mehasam. They're going to learn Racious from over there, right? So when we said a goy is Potter in Chala, that's only Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon that you're Potter in a goy is Chala, right? Avor Meir Rabbi Yehuda Gemiri, they would hold your chayiv. Why? Racious mehasam. It's a gzereshava. Right? It says by chala, by ma'isa racious degoncha, and it says by chala racious ariso sechem. Just like by a goy, your chayiv. So to by chala, your chayiv. Amar Rava. So how do you read? So what's the story? What's the bottom line? Are you chayiv in the dough of a goy or not? Amar Rava. Says Rava, Yei Rava, I wish the Echazer Bechelma, I could see the answer in a dream. Very funny line. What does he mean by that?
He didn't know.
Well, he didn't know. I wish I could see the answer in a dream. Hada Amar Rava. Then Rava said, let's get back down to earth and let's figure out some. Let's analyze it. Manda Amar Meruach of the Kochavim Potter. If you hold that if a goy does Meruach your Potter, Gilgal of the Kochavim Potter. Then if a guy does the dough, you're potter also. It goes hand in hand. Man da amar, meruach of the kachavim, ain't a potter. Gilgal of the kachavim, ain't a potter. You're both not potter, and you're both yes potter. Right? Sorry. Either you chayev in both, or you potter in both.
What's he trying to do? He's trying to argue with the Gezer Shav?
No.
How's he trying to do that? He's trying to give a logical answer now.
No.
We threw the whole thing out once you had those...
There was a machlokes about meruach of a goy. Are you chayev in meiser? That's a machlokes, tanoim. What about the gilgal of a goy? The goy does the gilgal. Are you now chayiv in chala? So that was the question.
Correct.
So our brother said, whatever you held by Beruach, you hold by chala. If you hold the chayiv meruach, you chayiv in chala. If you hold the pater meruach, you pater in chala. Very simple. They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. So they don't hold. They don't hold from those drushes. So he doesn't hold from that gzeirah shava. Racious, racious. Doesn't hold from that gzeirah shava. They don't have to hold from the gzeirah shava. That wasn't their besorah, right? So that's what Rava said. Now, one second. That can't be right. Is there a papal Rava? 1 minute. Oven kochavim shehifrish chamor. If a guy don't is mafrish a chamor, what does that mean? Mafrish a chamor. He has a bechor chamor in his flock. And for some strange reason, he thinks he's chayav in petach hamor. He thinks it's one of the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says impossible. He says shehifrish. What do you do with your petach hamor? What do you do with a bechor of a chamor? What do you do with it? You redeem it for a set. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means you give the set to the kohen. You give a sheep to a kohen. You keep the chamor. The kohen keeps the set. The set has no kedusha. The chamor has no kedusha. It's a non-kosher animal. And everyone's happy. The set has no kedusha. It's a very funny mitzvah. It's the only time in the Torah where there's a redemption without kedusha. Right? So, shifrish selapidyon, petach hamor, shino lo biyoseh ovi gachavim. He was born to you when you were a guy. Tosfos says, on the Tosfos of ovi gachavim, the third to last Tosfos, he says, pirsh bekuntris, shifrish set. Rashi says he gave a set. 1 second. Vikasha, afilu b'shei Yisrael lekamishum kedusha. There's no kedusha when you give the set. No kedusha. Dechulin gemurin hu. It's all chulin. The set's chulin, the donkey's chulin. Utnam perakama de bechoros. Via mace, if the sheep died, nenin bo. You can still have an off from the donkey. Why? There's no kedusha. So what do you mean you gave the sheep? Now the question's going to be, Is the donkey mutar bahana? He did pet the chamor when he was a goy. He gave the sheep to a Jew, to a kohen. Now what's the story with the donkey? What do you mean what's the story with the donkey? It's no kedusha. What the question? So Tosva says elavadai be pet the chamor gufa mairi. Now we're talking about the donkey. Kirbi Yehuda. The tiny parakam de bechoros pet the chamor aser bahana divrei Yehuda. He holds the pet the chamor aser bahana till you do the pidyon.
So it is
have kedusha. So it doesn't have kedusha. It's asr bahana. Not kedusha. Don't call it that. It's asr bahana. So now, back to the Gemara. He donated a petach hamor. It's asr bahana till someone does the pidyon now. Is that true by a goy? Or the chala. The goy gave chala. Is that what the shevet is? But I know a chala. But he did it anyway. Modiyim also shu pater. We explained to him, you pater. You don't have to do this. The chala so nechal zuzarim. And your challah can be eaten by anybody. You know why? Not challah. Upeta chamor gozes v'ovinbo. And the donkey, you can work it, you can shear, you can do whatever you want. It doesn't, no chal. Hachumaso asura. What do we mention here? We mention peta chamor and challah. What about truma? What if a guy wants to give truma as a maizrus? That we didn't say is no good. That we didn't say is nothing. We didn't say that. You know why? Because it's something. What do you see from here? That challah and truma have different halachas. Rava said, whatever you hold by one, you hold by the other. Not true. We just brought you a brisa. We hold one thing by challah and one thing by truma. Different things. V'hai tana da meruach av gachav eino pater. Meruach av gachav mi not pater. He's chayiv in meitzer. V'gildal av gachav pater. And a gildal av gachav, the guy does the challah, you pater. Right, we tell him, by the way, there's no such, you're not chayiv in challah. You can give, anyone can eat this challah. Not only a kohen, anyone could eat it. Why? No kedusha. Why not? Because you're not chayiv in it. But in trumas we didn't say that, which is mashmir you're chayiv in that. Right. So you see, they don't go hand in hand. Va'od eitzer ravina l'rava. Ravina says to Rava, chalas ovi gachavim ba'aretz, the chala of a goy ba'aretz, utrumaso b'chutz la'aretz, medino so pshu pater. We explained it, by the way, you pater. Chalas nechalas lezarim, chala can be eaten by anybody. Why? No chala. Uchumaso eno middamas. And the truma is not even a suffix truma. If a goy gave truma in chutz la'aretz, it's nothing. Ha chumaso ba'aretz? What if he gave truma in Eretz as well? The goy. Ha asura umiddamas. It's asur. And it's what's it called? It's middamas. What's middamas mean? It's a suffix truma. What do you see? We're treating truma and challah differently. Rava said, whatever you hold by one, you hold by the other. It's not true at all. I just bring you two brayos. It's not true. Right? V'ha, haitana, d'amar, miruach av gachavim, eno pater, kill of the gachavim pater. Right, same thing. See, not, they hold different things. Right? The kashan rava. So the Gemara says, no. Midrabanan, you're chayiv in truma. Why? Why midrabanan are you chayiv in truma? Gzeira bal kisim. What Yossi said, a bal kisim is a rich man. A rich man doesn't want to give truma. So what's he going to do? He's going to make a deal with his goy. I'll give you my land. You harvest everything. You do me ruach. Then I'll get it back from you. I'm going to be pater and miser. I don't have to give 10%. Pater and miser. It's a great scheme. A great scheme. A pater and miser. Right?
It's massive implications.
Massive implications. I'm pater and miser. So to avoid that, we don't want that to happen. We don't want that to happen. So what do we tell the guy? No, midrabanan, the goy is chayiv and truma. Midrabanan. Really, he's not. Midrabanan, we're going to do this to prevent people from pulling the shtick. Okay? Now,
but we do it by
saying
so many different things.
What about bechala? If a goy's chala is not chayiv and chala, I'll give my dough to the goy, let him do the gilgal, then give it back to me, I'm pater and chala. Why are we afraid of that? So the Gemara says, no, because challah, you have a heter way to get out of challah. That's the heter way. Efsher, the afile pachas michameshes rivim kemach va'od. You can get out of it by baking small loaves. If you bake small loaves, you're not chayiv in challah anyway. Why do I have to resort to trickery? Just bake small loaves. Right, Rashi says, second line, klomar, lachi lokas rinam b'challah. We didn't make that gzera by challah, that a goy is challah is chayiv, so you shouldn't give it to him. Why? You want to do a trick? You can do a beheta the trick. What's the trick? Bake small loaves. Then you're not chayiv and chal anyway. You know what's going on here? So, shumanami. So I can also get, I have a trick around truma. Efshar da'avid le kid ravoshia. I can do ravoshia's trick. Dam ravoshia. Marim adam al tvuaso. A person can make a trick on his tvua. Umachnisin b'mot shala. He can bring it into the house without meruach, in the chaff. Then the behemoth can eat it, because the behemoth is allowed to eat it, it's unprocessed, it's animal food. And you get potter for miser. And even though I'm going to process it now, I'm still going to be potter. Right? Rashi says, what does bemotes mean? First it says, k'ein maichel behema, maichel behem potter min ha-miser, lashon acher, bemotes shala, shalir apnei ha-bayis. Right, Rashi, the inami or means, the ayelo derech gagos derech karfifos. I do it in a roundabout way, right? I bring it in, I don't bring it in through the front door, I bring it in through the back door. The halacha is the only chayav to bring it in through the front door. Now, when I bring it in through the back door, that's a valid trick. It's a legal trick. It's mutter, right? So the Gemara says, hasam b'farhesya zile b'milsa. No. That's a public, everyone's going to be watching you coming with a big truck. And you're going through the back door, through the skylight. No one's going to do that. You know why? It's embarrassing. To be caught red-handed, not doing a mitzvah, no one has the chutzpah to do that. Zila b'milsa, it's not a fine thing to do. Therefore, no one's going to do that. What are you going to do? You're going to resort to the goy. So to not have the goy, we made a goy chayev also. Rashi says over here, hasam. B'mot, b'derech gagos, b'farhesya zila milsa. Shiomru, ploni ma'arim liv pater meiser. Look what Reuven's doing over there. He's getting out of meiser. What a low life, right? Hilchach avid luhu al yedei avigal chavim bitzina. So you'll find the guy quietly. No one knows what you did, right? Now hacha by chala bitzina lo bitzina. The whole chala is bitzina anyway. You bring some dough to the guy. That's also bitzina. Lo zila be milsa. There's no issue of zila be milsa. Therefore, another reason not to make a gzeira, right? Does that make sense?
No, if you do a bitzina, but you mix less than the shear.
Right. You mix less than the shear bitzina. That's not embarrassing. Why do you make small loaves? I'm on a diet. No one has to know what you're doing, right? So you make small loaves, you never chayiv and chal. It's a mutter thing to do. And therefore, that's a way out.
So it seems to be telling you that hetman fear is not going to work.
Why?
Because it'll work trickery.
So, Shulchan Aruch says, Asur lasos isaso pachas mikashir al manas lafkiyav menu chayiv chala. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to make, if you want, if you talk really on a diet, you make small loaves, because you're a very small eater, that's fine. But to go out of your way to not to be chayiv and chala, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that, come with an angle. Im Kane asks the Menashe Klein, Ha'eich patro atzmo b'doros ha'achwana michala. How could that be a way out? And give it to the goy. He's going to do it. Then he'll give it back to me. Or, even better, the Rashi said, Behetera. What's that, Behetera? Make small loaves. You're not allowed to do that. What's going on here? Right? So he quotes a Rambam. What time is it? He quotes a Rambam. Fascinating Rambam. The Rambam says, I'll quote you the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Brachas, Perak Yud Aleph Halacha Beis. Yesh mitzvos shechayev adam lehishtadel v'lirdov adjiyasa osam. There are some mitzvos you should chase after. Kigon, tefillin, sukkah, shofar, lulav, kivon, shehem chova. They're a chov. Ach, yesh mitzvos shehem domim l'rishus. There are some mitzvos that are like a rishus. Kigon, mezuzah umake. Do I have to go buy a house so I can be mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah? No, you don't have to do that. You don't have a house, you don't have a house. And what if my house doesn't have a roof? So I don't have to, should I have to make my house in to have a roof? So I should put a makor on to be behind. You don't have to do that. Do you have to go and buy land in Israel, not work it, so Micaiah in the midst of Shemitah? You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that, says the Rambam. Right? So, ain't Adam Chayev Lishkon Babayas Gilas Chayev Mezuzu Maka. You don't have to do that. In Rodzala Yachal, Adam Chayev Mezuzu Bali. You can live your whole life in a hotel, in a boat, in an ohel, no mezuzah. You could do that. Right? Okay, I'm not going to shake a little off today. I don't want to go spend the money. You can't do that. What's the difference? What's the difference? The difference is that when Sukkot comes, I have a chiyuv right now. I don't live in a house. I don't have a chiyuv right now. I have to go make myself have a chiyuv. Says Rambam, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. So he says, has to answer the question. Meiser is dome to mezuzah and maka.
You don't have to.
Meiser.
You don't have to give it.
What? No. Do I have to buy a field
to give
to be mekayim in the mitzvah of meiser? I don't have to. I don't have to do that.
Right.
I don't have a chiyuv to do that.
But you have a field, you chayiv.
But the point is, do I have a chiyuv right now in giving meiser? Do I have a chiyuv right now in putting on tefillin? The answer is yes. Do I have a chiyuv right now in giving meiser? No.
No.
Why? I don't have a field. I have to go buy one? I don't have a chiyuv to do that.
Same thing we say by get. You don't have the mitzvah of giving a get.
Exactly.
You're going to get divorced. You've got to give a get.
In this way.
Same way.
In the way the rabbi said.
Why do we not take the same view with tzitzis if we don't have a four-colored garment? We don't have
a leather. So, in a chanami, you're right about tzitzis. We go with the mishra so didn't by tzitzis. We don't do that, but you know anybody that had it once a campaign. Buy land in Israel to not work it. You did that. But it was a gimmick to give tzedakah. But it wasn't a gimmick. You don't have a chiyuv to do that. You want to do it? So go right ahead. You don't have a chiyuv. I have a chiyuv to put on tefillin? Yes. Tzitzis? No.
No. But
tzitzis is different.
But we do
it because it's so easy. That's all.
Oh, okay.
You have a chiyuv to keep Shabbos right now? Yes.
Right.
I have a chiyuv to go blow shofar? Yes. If I can't afford it, then I'm an onis.
Right.
I'm an onis. I don't have money for tefillin. I'm an onis. But you have a chiyuv 100%. I have a chiyuv to go buy land to put my... I don't have a chiyuv like that.
Okay.
I don't have a chiyuv like that. Right? You're mixing up onis. I mean, if I don't have the money, I'm an onis. I don't have a chauffeur, so I'm an onis. What can I do?
So he mentioned a sphere. If you own a yacht, and you have 10 rooms...
He's not talking about a yacht like that. He's talking about a rowboat.
No, but you were putting mezuzah on a boat.
I would imagine, yes. If you have a yacht, yes. Okay. So he says, if I don't have a chiyuv to take off meiser, because I don't have a chiyuv to own land, what if I do own land? What if I do own land? So is bringing it through the skylight a loophole? Says Menashe Klein, no, it's not a loophole. It's mutter to do that. That's what the Gemara says you could do it. It's a heter. Why is it a heter? Because I have no chiyuv to do it.
Because you don't have a roof?
Because I don't have to have the meiser. I don't have to own that land.
Uh-huh.
So even if I do own the land, and I have a chiyuv in meiser, I can make a trick to get out of it. Uh-huh. You hear that, Vart?
That's a loophole.
What?
That is a loophole.
That's a loophole, but it's mutter. It's because, right?
You don't get a star for that.
But the Gemara says, the Gemara says in Brachas, the Doris HaRishonim will machmir, and they brought it through the front door. That's like us today wearing tzitzis. We're being machmir, we're working it through the front door, right?
It's much slippery to slope.
Right. What about the challah? So the challah, he says, you're already baking challah. So to go out of your way to bake them small, that's a slap in the face to the mitzvah that you cannot do. A little bit of a hard distinction. A little bit of a hard distinction, no? Because I don't have a chiv to bake challah. I don't have to eat challah now. I don't have to eat challah. But once I'm baking it, so he makes a distinction like that. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says you can't get out of challah like that.
That line makes everything that you want to do a loophole, if you really think about it. I don't have to, so if I don't have to...
No, but you have a chiv to wear tefillin. So there's no loophole for that. You have a chiv to blow shofar and shake a lulav. You have no loophole for that.
No, I'm talking about anything that you that is optional.
Right. So mine is optional, because I don't have to...
Own land.
I don't have to own land. If I do own land, I can make a loophole.
Right.
That's what he says. Otherwise, it's a good question.
Right.
All right, so you know, we'll stop. My clock, my watch is wrong. What time is it?
It's a minute to seven.
Two minutes. So we should stop and let's start the mission tomorrow? Fine, so we'll stop here and we'll do the mission tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Monty, what was that name?